proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We're continuing on with this teaching called Manifesting the Sons of God. I believe this is the time that we're in. Oh yeah, we're seeing devastation, we're seeing famines, we're seeing economic meltdowns. Well, let me tell you, when all that's going down, the church is going up. This is the time to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm saying this is the time for the church to actually manifest who God says we really are. The Apostle Paul prayed a prayer. He said that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God and strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. You see, Paul prayed that the church will go from one level of knowledge to another. Just like you go to a natural school and you go to kindergarten and then first, second, third, fourth, and so forth. Well, the same thing happens in the spirit. But if you don't grow in the spirit, you're not able to fulfill the plan or calling that God has for your life. And so it's essential that the church grow up. Well, these teachings are designed to let you locate where you are now and perhaps get that growth cycle started in your life. There are a lot of good things that Jesus died for you to and provided for you. And God wants you to have them. But to get these things, you're going to have to do it by faith. Well, faith comes by hearing the word of God, the knowledge of God, increasing in the knowledge of God. Again, he says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, this is what the Apostle Paul says. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. You see, I'm getting my stuff. I'm sanctified. Praise God. I want everything that God has for me. Well, I want you to have the same thing too. Well, the key to that is that you have to grow up. You have to mature as a child of God. Well, these teachings teach you just how to do that. Let's go into it. It's called Manifesting the Sons of God. The Word of God is the primary thing that God uses to mature his people. So he's got to give you the Word. Man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but what? Every word that what? Proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So you're born a baby. Now you got to grow. He said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. Now, once you get the milk of the word, now you're growing up just like in the natural. Now you can take some solid food. Well, solid food takes a little bit more time to swallow because what I've got to do now is I've got to chew that a little bit. All right. Now, we're coming down to something else. The quality of your intake determines the strength of your output. So if a person is getting the milk of the word, they're getting unbelief, they're getting, for example, the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about Paul sought the Lord three times to take this thing from him. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Now understand, what has probably been preached in some instances is that sometimes God just leaves things on you to teach you. God never uses sickness or anything from Satan to teach his kids. You got what I'm saying? Now, he'll use it to raise you up a little bit higher, but my point to you is that's because you got in it. Got it? So here's the enemy, and he tries to make the church believe that God wanted to humble Paul and keep him from being raised up too high. Wrong. Wrong answer. Try to keep Paul from pride. Wrong answer. Who is he going to use to keep Paul from pride? The devil. Well, pick somebody else, because the devil, he is pride himself. No. The enemy was trying to keep Paul from being raised up, that he could take that gospel where he's supposed to take it. Folks, it hasn't been preached. God didn't say he wouldn't take it from Paul. That was coming against him was a thorn in the flesh, not a sickness. And if you go back in the Old Testament, you'll see the same term being used, thorn in the flesh. It meant that Satan, everywhere Paul went, was right there buffeting him, right there buffeting him. And what did Paul have to do? He cried to God 3 times, take this thing from me. God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. In other words, Paul, I'm not going to get it off. You get it off yourself. How about at funerals, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away? And how about we've said things like, God gives a man 70 years, and so forth and so on. And we look at that and start preaching that. Well, if you go in the Amplified, you'll see in Psalm chapter 90, the only reason they got 70 years and that's all they got is because that was a disobedient bunch in the wilderness. See, all of a sudden, now I got locked in my spirit 70 years, and then at 70 years, I'm starting to fear I'm about to die and so forth. Why? Because that's what I've been fed. What has been happening is this baby food's been out here, some unbelief, some theological mess has been out here, and you've seen the results of it in the church. Now, when Satan comes and takes Bibles out of schools, the church is silent. Why? No knowledge. No knowledge. And since them Bibles been out in schools, look what's happened. Say amen, somebody. Oh, I can go all down the list, folks. I can go on. Lies been told. Now, I'm not saying they did it on purpose, but they taught their denomination instead of the kingdom. They were trying to give you what the brethren handed down and what's accepted in that group rather than what God said. And now here we're coming to a crossroads. You're going to either have to decide to go with Jesus or go with what's popular. Because Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. There's somebody here. So increase in the knowledge of the Lord. We got to increase. He doesn't want you to be at the same place this year as you were last year. You got to increase. Say amen to that. You should be able to do much more spiritually this year than you could do last year. Come on. You should be able to feed many more people this year than you could last year. You should be able to lay hands on sick and speak to sickness and the sick recover this year much more than you did last year. You got to make up your mind you want to go somewhere. You're not just coming to church, playing church, and singing songs, dancing around, and going back out there and act just like you used to act. No, the church has had an identity crisis, and we are about to fix it up. We're about to straighten it out. We're coming in here. We're going to show you who you are, where you are, what you got, and how to get it. Now, in this, God now is taking you on purpose into the world. And here's what Jesus prayed in John 17. Father, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. So don't take them out of the world. Now, I know in that job, they're cussing. But don't take them out of the world. I know in that job, come on now, I'm saying in some of these environments, it's ungodly. He knows that. But you shine brightest in darkness. Say amen to that. But see, if you're walking as a baby, then you got to watch babies, because babies, you don't let them go everywhere, because they'll pick up things too quickly from other folk. But mature believers, they are not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, Lord, I feel like preaching now, but I ain't going to do it because I got to teach. All right, now, I want you to follow this now, because our job is to go in and transform a demonic society. That's our job. Now, we're not talking about against people that God loves people. Say amen to that. But the enemy is using people to do things. So we've got to transform those environments. Everywhere he sends you, he expects you to rule it. Are you with me? All right, let's go to a place. Let's go to Daniel, if you will. Daniel, all right. And Daniel chapter 3. Let's go there first. Are you with me? Is it all right if I tell the truth here today? Daniel in chapter 3. Can we do that? So now we're going to look here at Daniel. Now, what is happening? Daniel and his friends are in captivity in a place called Babylon. Okay? Now, the enemy is going to do some things to them. And he's doing this with one thing in mind, that he wants to destroy their image of being children of Israel. He wants to disconnect them from their God and make them lose their identity that God had given them. So now, changing their identity. Daniel. So he's trying to get them to eat their food. And Daniel requested that in chapter 1, you can see it, and a little bit of chapter 2, I think. But anyway, he requested their own diet. Now realize that they taught the Hebrews the language of the Babylonians. So they were forced to learn the language. They were probably forced to dress like the Babylonians. They're probably forced to listen to the Babylonians' entertainment and serve at their functions and so forth. So they were exposed to it. And the enemy did some things to try to even further separate them from their own colony or culture. He renamed them. And Hananiah was one of the three Hebrews. It means beloved of God. And the enemy renamed him Shadrach. Shadrach means under the command of Achor, the moon demon god. The next one was Azariah. That means who the Lord helps. They renamed him Abednego. It means servant of Nego, not Negro, Nego, okay? Which was a demon god. And then the last one was Mishael, which means who is like God. And they named Mishael Meshach. And Meshach means who is like Aku, the demon god. Now notice, the idea is whoever names you rules you. So these names were intended to make them lose their identity not only lose their identity, but lose their vision. Here is Daniel, and they're in here. And notice, they're doing these things in captivity. But now, there's a line drawn. Because what happened is, some of the people conspired and getting Nebuchadnezzar now to make this image. And when you hear the music playing, well, Nebuchadnezzar did it probably. And when you hear the music playing, you're supposed to bow down and worship. Well, now Daniel and them, or the three Hebrews, they weren't going to do that. Because there's only so far I'm willing to go in terms of being a part of the world system. Look at verse 15 of Daniel chapter 3. Now, if you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? All right. We're manifesting the sons of God now. Stay with me. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. In other words, we're not worried about what's going to happen to us. Do you hear what I'm saying? Verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. Watch this. And he will, what? Deliver us out of your hand, O king. Now, did they say that? Verse 18. But if not. If not what? Not if not, he doesn't deliver us. Folks, this is what I'm talking about. For you to stand in the face of death, you're going to have to know something. You're going to have to know something when a man tells you, or the professional tells you, you got so-and-so. Now you got to know something. You've got to know something. And that's what the church hasn't been. And that's why the church has been in almost as bad a shape as the world. Because we didn't know anything. And they knew something. They knew that the God that they serve, he will deliver them. In the face of capital punishment, that the enemy was going to kill them. But if you know your God, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits, the supernatural. You're designed for the supernatural. The time for possibility thinking in your life is over. Everything now, God is moving you into the impossible. He is making it so that you will be able to stand out like a well thumb. He is making it so. Now, what you got to do is you got to realize that, wait a minute. I need the maturity. I need to understand that, wait a minute, I'm not living from my flesh anymore. I'm going to live from my spirit. And decide that. Now, you got to stop getting upset about every little thing that happens. Say amen to this. Look at Moses. You got to watch your associations. Hold. I want to bring this. I want to get this right here. Say amen here. Amen. I'm saying that God is taking you somewhere, and where God is taking you, you cannot take negative folk. I'm preaching better than you saying amen now. There are people around you that may be toxic for you. And I'm telling you the truth, they don't want to go anywhere, and they don't want you to go anywhere.
And what you've got to do is you've got to make up your mind to surround yourself with positive outcome, positive associations, positive living, positive talking, positive people who feed on positive things. You cannot get up and do the impossible and surround yourself with a bunch of negative folk. If you do, it cannot be for long. You can't get in there and just associate with them and lock yourself in with them. They are not going anywhere, folks. I am not saying hate or be mean. I'm just saying, hey, 15 minutes with them is enough. Then listen, if it's on the phone, 15, I'm talking about manifesting who you are. See, if you're going to grow, you need the right soil. You need the right environment. You cannot just feed on that all the time. Folks, the worst time to listen to the news is when you're about to go to bed at night. Turn that news off because it feeds into your subconscious, and your subconscious begins to chew on it all night while you're asleep. Now you get up, you wonder why you're looking negative. You wonder why you're thinking negative thoughts because you fed them in there before you went to bed. Turn that off. Feed in there. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now put that in there. It's negative folk, folks. It's negative reports. And look what happened. The leaders brought back an evil report. It wasn't a positive report. We are well able. Let us go up at once. You go around people, well, you know that old preacher down there, all he wants is y'all money down there. See, that is negative. You don't need that. If there's something about that preacher you need to know, God will teach you. God will show you. God, if you just want to come get the word, come get it. If you don't want to give nothing, I ain't going to give nothing. Well, fine. Sit there, shut your mouth, and get the word. Because pretty soon you'll get enough so that you can give enough so that you can be a millionaire that God has called you to be before you ever was born into this earth. It is time over for negative folk. It's time over for the negative input in your life. You come here, get a good injection of the word of God, and God is positive. Say it. God is positive. He's not negative. He's positive. When negative comes, it ain't God. He's not talking negative. Say amen to that. You don't need a dose of bad news every day. You need some good news. Then you need the joy of the Lord. You need the peace of God.
Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that. Now, again, that's manifesting as sons of God. We're talking about growing up so that we can be all that God has called us to be. You see, the church is supposed to start, true enough, with milk. He said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. Now, we're supposed to desire milk, and that's where we're supposed to start. But he said on the end of that scripture, that you may grow thereby. Praise God. So God wants us to go from milk to meat. And when you're on strong meat, you're able to exercise your rights in God, to use the word of God skillfully. And that's what God wants from every one of us. Well, the address and phone number on your screen, it's an exciting teaching. Again, it will not only let you locate where you are, but encourage you so that you'll grow in the things of God, so that the things of God that He has for you, you'll be able to receive them, not only for yourself, but for other people. I mean, you shouldn't be up all night believing for your own healing. You should be past that now. Now you're believing for somebody else's healing. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.